All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. If you're listening at an abnormal time for you, maybe you listened to the show live when you were driving to work, if you were driving to work, and you're listening on the podcast, I appreciate that. And thank you for sharing it with your friends on your Instagram stories. That just means the world to us. So thanks for listening and staying with us. And eventually, it'll all be back to normal.
Coming from the Bass Pro Shops and Cabela Studio on Music Row, the Bobby Bones Show.
I was reading a story about Tori Spelling. She's getting slammed for charging $95 for a virtual meet and greet. So for $95, you can have a live individual video chat with her, take virtual selfies during the chat, download a copy of the call after. Her fans are not pleased that she charged that kind of money. You know, if you don't want to pay it, you don't have to. Do these people hate capitalism? That's my question, Amy. Do people hate capitalism? Answer me.
Some people do, yes. Actually.
I'm demanding Amy answer my stupid question.
Yeah.
If she wants to charge $1 million for a virtual meet and greet,
she can.
That's what our whole economy is about. You go, okay, I have something that I'd like to offer. I'm going to offer it for this price. If not enough people want to buy it, then you lower the price. And so it's so weird that people are butthurt. You know, I'm going to be mad that shoes cost too much. I sure would like Yeezys to be $50. I think I'm going to get mad. Like, why? If you don't want it, just don't take it, right? Am I insane for thinking
this? Exactly. No, you're not at all. I totally agree with you. I mean, there's somebody out there that's not agreeing with us right now.
No, they're not.
Who cares?
All listeners are common sense folks. The only thing you shouldn't do that with is medicine. Like, you know what I'm saying? All medicine needs to be a dollar. Doesn't matter what it is. All medicine needs to be a dollar. And speaking of medicine, I watch The Pharmacist, and it's about the opioid epidemic.
Epidemic.
Thank you. Do you know the difference in a pandemic, epidemic, and there's another one too? I learned all this the other day.
Pandemic is spreading.
Boom!
Like
it's spread
virus
out everywhere. No,
spreads.
It's about where it is, and it's like everywhere. Not that it spreads itself,
okay,
but it's everywhere.
Okay, an epidemic, I guess, doesn't have to be everywhere, but it's a severe problem in an area?
Yes, right. It's a region. So the opioid epidemic, which is mostly, as they would say, kind of the southeast up through the Midwest. It's happening in a lot of places, obviously, a lot of rural areas. But the pharmacist, I haven't done a review of that with Caitlin yet. It's about this pharmacist that ends up going after it. Have we reviewed it on the show? I thought it was okay. I just thought it was all over the place.
You've talked about it, and I think I seconded that. That's why I didn't really ever bring it up. I mean, my husband and I watched it, but it's good.
It's
but
fine.
But it's not good. It's not Tiger King.
It's weird to say that it's not good because you want it to be good because you want people to learn from it and go, oh, wow, because the guy did do some good work. But it just wasn't that good of a documentary. It was just all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, what he did, actually, when you sit back and think about it, if you know the story, it's pretty... I don't know as a parent that I would have been as obsessed with it as he was, but he did not let it go. And thank goodness he didn't, because a lot of stuff was discovered and uncovered and could make a big difference in people's lives.
This husband ruined his wife's virtual triathlon when he tripped on the cord and pulled it out. Did you see the story?
What? Mm-hmm. Well, no. First of all, there's virtual triathlons happening. And
there's virtual
all,
everything happening now, you know?
I know, but how are you swimming and...
Great. Good question.
I don't know.
So first you get your bathtub, you fill it up.
Yeah.
This is the very first virtual Ironman VR Pro Challenge. It took place over the weekend. It's a weekly competition being held during coronavirus. And former Ironman champ Miranda Carfrae was kicking butt from her living room in Boulder, Colorado. The race was being aired on Facebook, and she was in second place until suddenly she wasn't because her bike stopped working. Turns out her husband... had come into the room carrying his trophies in hopes they would motivate her, but in doing so, he tripped over the plug, and on her bike, it disconnected her bike.
Oh, no.
I don't know how they did the swim, but she was riding the bike, and it's like, my Peloton has a cord on it. You know, unplug it goes dead.
That's such a bummer, too, because he was trying to walk in and motivate her.
But he was also motivating her with his trophies. Like, let's not act like he was doing a good deed. He was just kind of rubbing it in.
Oh, or he's saying, look at my trophies. Beat me.
But she, come on. She's already finished.
Or do good like me? I don't know. Okay.
No, that's a weird one. That's not.
Okay.
That's kind of like, hey, look at all my trophies. You can do this. Like being funny. Here's the question. If given the choice, live by the sea, live by the land, live by the city, what would you do?
I want to live by the land because I want to live in Wyoming.
Okay. Would you rather live by the beach, the farm, the mountains, or the city? Let me rephrase it. You can have the beach, get it, the coast, you know, water, the farm, flatlands, fertile grounds, the mountains, like in Colorado, or like the city. Go.
I'm either going to go with the mountains or the land. So
like mountains or farm?
Now, do I have to pick one between them?
No, I don't. It's just your own pick, but.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not doing beach. I'm not doing city.
See, I'm not doing beach because I don't give a crap about the beach. Like, what am I going to do? Sit in the sand? I'm not good at relaxing anyway. I've never been a beach guy. I'll go if fine. But I'm going to do the city. Like, I grew up in a really, really rural spot. And also, I like my restaurants close. I like my Wi-Fi. I like being able to go to the gym. I'm good in the city. What are we going to say?
Well, I guess my answer might have been different before coronavirus. I would probably say city, but right now, the way I'm answering, I feel like I'm giving you where I literally want to be at this moment in my life. And I want to be out with my family on a bunch of land where nobody else is near us and my dad can be with us and I can be with my sister and we're just on a compound and we're safe.
Is that what you think you'll do?
No, we don't have the, I don't know where we would go. It's just a dream in my head. Like if we could do that or came down to that, I guess we would figure it out. But I picture, and again, this is all a dream, but you haven't seen Yellowstone, have you? Okay, so that's why I said Wyoming. I picture beautiful land like Yellowstone. We got horses and our family and our house and we got plenty of, got the ammo, the goods, the food. We just hang out in Wyoming until this passes.
See, I'm not even thinking about this. If it gets to the point where I'm just working from home all the time, because what we're going to see is this is so efficient that I'm just going to work from home. I can already see it now. You may never see me again, by the way. Then I won't I won't live this close to where I live now. I'll move out a little farther and have my own compound.
Okay. Call me.
No. You'll never hear from me again. Only when we connect these.
Not like family?
I don't know. Once I get my own compound, I need to reevaluate who's in my life.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right, we're going to get started with today's show. Thank you guys for hanging out.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
All right. Let's get going again here. Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Amy, I was kind of inspired by you. Caitlin and I started Ozark season 2. So, yes. I know you watched season 3 and you wrapped it up and you were like, wow, it was so good. But I watched season 1, remember liking it. I remember starting season 2 and being like, maybe it's not for me. But maybe it just wasn't in a good place to watch it. But we watched the first episode. Well, sort of. What happened was she was like, hey, let's start watching Ozark. Amy's watching it. We'll watch it. So, we start watching Ozark and she falls asleep. She falls asleep during everything we watch. It's just a constant thing with us. If it's nighttime, we watch a show, I can only count on getting through half of it because Caitlin's going to for sure fall asleep. And you know our little technique is where she'll sleep with her head kind of on my shoulder, on my right shoulder, so I can't see her eyes. So what I'll do is I'll just tap her twice lightly, and if she taps me back, I know she's awake. And I don't do it every 5 minutes, but about every 15 minutes. Well, I started to see that she was getting a little slow on the taps. I'd be like, tap, tap, and then I'd wait. And then finally she'd be like, tap, tap. And then she faded away. And so we watched 3/4 of the first episode of the second season of Ozark. But we're back into it. We're going. So
good.
That's on you. I'll let you know in 2 years when we finish both. How many episodes are in these seasons, though?
I think about 10. Yeah. So you've got 10 for season 2-ish, and then I know that there's 10 in season 3, so.
Is it me?
I'm excited for y'all.
Or is Jason Bateman a bit of an underrated actor?
Oh, in this, he's definitely really good.
People don't really talk. Let's go over to Movie Mike for a second. Is Jason Bateman maybe the most current underrated actor out there?
I mean, yeah, he's in a bunch of good movies, but nothing like that people talk about.
Which is why he's so underrated.
I would say he's underrated.
We should come back on that later. But Jason Bateman, I knew him from Family Ties back in the day, right? Not Family Ties, different one. I knew him from they were the Hogan family, but it was, see what show he was in, because they were the Hogans and he was the older son. Anyway, it's good. We're into it. The three quarters of the first episode, Amy, was fantastic, okay?
Can't wait.
Mike,
I think it was just called the Hogan family.
Yeah, no, I think that was the spinoff once Valerie Harper left, because Valerie Harper was the mom.
Okay.
She left, and then it turned into the Hogan family. But anyway, we'll come back to it. At the end of What's the Haps, Mike will catch us up on Jason Bateman show from the 80s. Stick around. All right, here we go. Here's What's the Haps.
Hey, What's the Haps?
Amy, you're up first.
So I think yesterday, the day before, I don't know, I said that Stashira's birthday was the 24th, but it's the 25th.
Ooh, bad parent.
I heard myself back and I was like, oh yeah, I'm a bad mom. But this Saturday, that means it's exactly 2 weeks away. So I've got to get to planning on what we're going to do to celebrate it, because we can't have a party. So I was kind of thinking, if the weather permits, of doing some sort of outdoor movie experience in our backyard. I saw Amazon has these big movie sheets that you can hang up, and they're $20 or something, a big white screen thing. And then we have a little projector and we can put on a movie. But my question is, if I do that, she does have a friend in the neighborhood. And I thought, could I invite the mom and the friend over, and they come through our backyard and they bring their own blanket and chair or something, and they set up and watch the movie with us, but we keep social distancing, but yes, they're in the backyard with us.
I'm going to say yes, but yes, I'm just going to say yes. As long as it's like one family. The rule is still under 10 people. You got to remember that. You can still do stuff close.
I guess
under
that's true.
10.
Yeah, I guess I've just been trying to keep it to our family, but if they're just in the yard, I just wanted to make sure that
you're fine on that.
Was cool.
How
okay, well then I think I might have, that might be the plan. And if any other parents are looking for something to do for their kid's birthday, that might be an idea. Just popcorn, pizza, movie outside, something different.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That's what's happening with Amy. Hey.
Good luck.
Hey, what's the hatch?
Can't even comment on my young face. You weren't stunned by this.
Oh, I didn't, honestly. Until you said that, like, I've been staring at you wondering, oh, what is different about him today?
Well, I shaved my beard.
It was not.
I had a beard going for the last 5 weeks, and it was pretty thick. And Caitlin just couldn't take it anymore. And she was like, you know, you can keep growing your beard if you want, but I think I'm going to grow my legs out. And
that wins.
Because she said that it cuts her, and so she didn't like it. She was like, you can leave it, but I'll just probably grow my leg hair out. And so I was like, you know, I don't like, I have some TV stuff coming up anyway, and I just shaved it. I don't have it for like a week and a half or so, but if she hates it that much, I also didn't love it. But I woke up this morning and I saw some really attractive young guy in my house. It was me looking in the mirror, and I was like, oh, look at that guy. It scared me. Yeah, scared me.
Okay.
So that's what's happening over here. Hey!
Hey, what's the hatch?
Lunchbox?
Man, good news, sports fans. UFC announced they are back. Next weekend, they're going to have their UFC fights, and then every weekend after that, they are going to be putting on fights. They located a spot in California for next weekend, and then they're taking it to a private island where they're going to have fights every week on TV. So everybody that's looking for something to watch, you can watch people beat each other up, and I cannot wait.
Amy, would you watch that with your husband?
I don't think so.
Well, he care to watch? I mean, I'm not going to watch you. I'm not craving sports. I need to watch fighting. I'll watch UFC if it's some people I know. But would
no, what? I think the last UFC fight I went to was your house way back in the day on when you lived off Brody. Like, that's
in Austin.
Five houses ago in a different city.
Yeah.
And
he's yelling random streets and no one even knows what town it's in. She was like, you know, when you lived on Columbus Street at 332.
Hey, but you remember, I'm just giving
you had an Iceman
a point
sign.
Of reference of, yes, I that's what I was about to say. I think I was cheering for Iceman, and that's the last fight I remember watching. So,
well, as far as real sports go, MLB's hoping to launch next month in empty stadiums in Arizona. So to play in kind of these spring training places with no fans. It's weird. You know, it's almost like you have to take everybody that's thinking about playing a sport and go, okay, we're going to restart a quarantine. And if you can go on for 14 days and come out and show you're not sick, then you can now do this, but you can't be around anybody that hasn't been through the official quarantine. And people also think that the world's just going to go back to normal whenever they go, all right, we're good. Guys, this is going to be a long process. I still don't think football goes off without some wrinkles and hitches. I know they're like, oh, we got football. I don't know, man. I don't know. All right, but UFC is coming back. All right, Lunchbox, thank you very much. Eddie, what's happening with you? Hey,
what's the hats? Well, thank goodness for the vending machine here at work, because I still come into work. It's only me and Lunchbox here and Ray in another room, but the vending machine here has pretty much everything I am craving that I can't get from the grocery store, because we're not going to the grocery store, Bones. I've given up on that. I'm not entering that place at all. We do weekly deliveries, and so when I want like a soda or a juice or something to mix with a little bit of vodka at home, I'm using the vending machine here, and it's amazing. Thank goodness.
That's the grocery store, your mixed drinks for alcohol?
That's right.
That's funny because that's what you bring up. You know, I'm not going to the grocery store at all. As long as I got my sipping syrup, I'm good to go.
Well,
my wife and I were always just like, well, what are the necessities we need for our weekly delivery? And it never comes up, juice for mixing with vodka. So like whenever it's the weekend time, we're like, well, what do we do? Ah, I'll hit the vending machine. I got this.
Well, there you go. That's what's happening with everybody here on the show. Hey.
Hey, what's the hacks?
Nice. You know, what we've been doing on this show is a little extra commercial for still being our sponsor because, as you know, money's not flying around like it used to. I don't even know money ever flew around. Let's be honest. There was never a point, and now everybody's making it seem like back in the good old days, people were just tossing money out of cars. You know what? It was never like that. Let's not have some revisionist history where, but I will say that just a lot of people are pulling back, especially sponsors, and we're just happy our sponsors are still here with us. So now an extra commercial for still being our sponsor. Here we go.
And now, an extra commercial for still being our sponsor.
And today, looking through, I thought we'd do Legacy Box, which we can tell you what it is in a second. But I thought that for Legacy Box, I thought coming up with a song would be the fun commercial, Amy. If you were to have to make a Legacy Box jingle, how would it go?
This is so on the spot. But I would say, Oh, Legacy Box.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for helping preserve my memories.
She stole a Christmas tree. Wait. You're stealing a Christmas carol. Okay, here's mine.
Legacy
Box had a big box. You stick in your pictures too. And if you ever mail them, you'll be happy they got to you.
See? And all of your family loved it when they opened up the cloud and they saw all the pictures that you preserved for them from Legacy Box.
Amy had like 20 seconds to fit a rhyme into that. And she couldn't even get a freestyle rhyme in a slow nursery rhyme song.
This is so on the spot. Mm-hmm.
By the way, Legacy Box, if you have old pictures that you don't want to be just pictures, you want to have them on your phone and you can email them or just if you save them, Legacy Box exists for that. They send you a box, and you stick in your old movies, your old pictures, all this stuff. Amy loves it. We can tell you, go to legacybox.com, and they're offering right now 50% off because they know people are at home and they're finding a bunch of stuff, and they're like, oh, I like to save this old picture. Buy today. Just go to legacybox.com/bones and save 50%. Legacybox.com/bones. Amy, anything you want to say on the end of this?
I was still over here trying to think of a rhyme.
Okay, one more song.
Don't worry about me.
Well, the rhyme was cloud. You could have been like, I was so excited. Wow. Or I was feeling
up. Wow does not rhyme with cloud.
It does if you're Eminem or me. Yeah. All right. Thank you. That's an extra commercial for our sponsors. There you go.
That was an extra commercial for still being our sponsor.
Nice. I was thinking about Mike D yesterday, who is our head writer on the show, writes a lot of the games, a lot of other stuff that we do too, like gather stuff for segments. And Mike, on Friday morning after the show, he's driving down to Austin, Texas to pick up his girlfriend and drive her back. Now, because she's been quarantined, she doesn't want to fly, but she will go if you pick her up, right?
Yeah.
She didn't want to drive herself?
No.
Okay. So you're going down to pick her up, but here's a message that I got. Are you ready?
Okay.
Hey, you're probably the only one I can get through to, and you probably have heard it already, but the governor has put travel restrictions on incoming to Texas, such as you must quarantine for 14 days if you come from certain areas. Just have Mike D look into that. I'm excited for him, though.
Yeah, I've looked into it.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Okay, and?
Well, the restrictions are anybody coming from Louisiana and there's nothing from Tennessee or Arkansas, which are the only two states I drive through. But yeah, I was thinking about that. I got a lot of messages too.
Oh, yeah. And what is she saying about you picking her up?
I mean, she's been looking at that stuff too, and we're aware of it. But we just think it's good for us to be together.
Are you so excited to see her?
Yeah.
1 through 10.
10.
Yeah. And is she so excited to come?
Yeah. Our moods have totally changed.
How do you feel about the 12 hour or so? By the way, it's going to be more than that. I've done it a few times.
Yeah, it's like 12 and a half, probably 13.
And you'll have to stop.
Yeah.
Eat. Well, a little sightseeing. You should go over. They have a diamond mine in Arkansas.
No. I'm taking a bunch of food with me and not stopping unless for gas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And are you looking forward to that drive by yourself?
Yeah, it'll be a nice time to just have with myself, my thoughts.
You've been alone with your thoughts for the past month.
But not like clear of everything, no phone, nothing.
Well, I'm excited for you. You've looked at the restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
You're driving down Friday.
Yeah.
Spending the night.
Coming straight back.
Coming back Saturday.
Yeah.
And then will you guys do anything for Easter?
Probably just watch your church online and just hang out.
I think that's pretty much what everybody's doing, right, Amy? Like, even you, you're doing the YouTube church, huh?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Streaming it online.
And do they take offering there?
Well, they have online
Bitcoin
giving.
You do.
No, but a lot of churches for years now have already set up online giving because it's just, I don't know, the way of the future. But we hadn't done that until this time. In fact, this last week was our first time to sign up and start doing it online. So I think that'll motivate a lot of people to start doing it that way.
Well, Mike, good luck, bud.
Thank you.
When I saw the note, I got a little scared, but I looked it up too because I care. And mm-hmm. I felt like I'm the one that started this whole thing because I needed you to have her up here with you. And I knew that you were fine going down. I was just going to tell you, don't make the casino stop in New Orleans on the way over.
No stops. I'm not stopping.
Right. No.
Speaking of money, there's a story about who you get your financial advice from. And that's just the question they're talking about here. And Amy, I'll ask you this. When it comes to you and when you started to be 23, 24, 25, even now maybe, like who do you go to when it's financial advice time?
Let's see. Well, I mean, I got married at 25, so then it became my husband. But before that, I didn't have any money, so it didn't matter.
You never talked to your dad?
I don't know.
It.
I mean, yes. Okay. Then that's easy. I was thinking my dad.
The top five.
But again, it was not like.
Financial advisor 5, friends 4, spouse 3, mom 2, dad 1.
Okay. It would be dad when I was single, husband when I got married, and then when my husband and I started really having to make decisions together, we went to a financial advisor.
And finances doesn't just mean like money, like when you start to make and have, but it also means like when you open your first credit card. It also means when you're trying to buy your first car when you're 17, 18, 19 years old.
Yeah.
So that would be dad?
That makes sense. Oh, my dad. Yeah, everything. Him. He actually was the one that got me my first credit card for the purpose of building up my credit. You didn't have that, so what did you do?
Oh, the internet. Like, it's not on here, but we grew up super poor, had no money, and also I didn't have a mom or... especially not a mom who knew money. I didn't have a dad. So if it wasn't for, and don't laugh at me here, Ask Jeeves, especially early, because I would go to Ask Jeeves and type. Do you remember Ask Jeeves?
Uh-uh, no.
Oh, wow.
That was like before Google.
What is that?
It was before Google. It was Ask Jeeves and Yahoo. And I would just Google questions and be like, hey, how do I set up and get a good credit score? It was basically all the internet. And then I read a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And then I felt like I learned a lot. And then I finally hired a financial advisor when I was like 32 or so. But that's what it was for me. I wonder where you fell on this list. Because again, dad is at number one.
Yeah, it took me a second to figure out kind of what all that meant. But yeah, there's decisions that you even have to make as a teenager for stuff. And my dad, the thing I regret about how he handled it is he kind of just took care of a lot of stuff and wasn't very good at teaching me about things. He would just handle it. And I don't know that that was the best way to do it.
I was thinking about your dad the other day because he had pizza stores, right? Didn't he have pizza shops?
Yeah, Mr. Gaddy's.
Did you have unlimited free pizza at the house?
Well, it depends on what time of year in my life, because he moved out when I was 9. But I went to Texas A&M, and in College Station, my dad's partner and him, they opened up a Gaddy Town there. And so, yes, me and all my friends could go to Gaddy Town and had unlimited pizza and games whenever we wanted.
Were you the coolest? Because games and pizza just by hanging out with you?
No, I don't really know that my friends really thought it was anything. I don't know. I remember at the grand opening, I got to invite all my friends, and it was like pretty fun to go do, especially because we were living in that town and we got to go have that as an option. But I don't know that they thought it was like super amazing, or they were friends with me because of it.
I do. I would have been.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Carrollton, Texas. An 18-year-old girl went on Snapchat and said, "Hey, I'm out here at Walmart. I got Corona. If you want Corona, hit me up. I'll come to you and give it to you." So police got that and were like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, can't have people out spreading Corona." So they tracked her down, arrested her for making a terroristic threat.
I wonder if they arrested her in full body suits, like the hazmat suit, because I imagine she doesn't have Corona. She's just being an idiot on Snapchat. But you have to take precautions. So do you know if they arrested her with the full suit on?
I do not know. They don't have video of that. They just have the newscast saying she was arrested and that she was charged with terroristic threat.
Dang. And it's terroristic threatening because it's a biochemical weapon, basically, in their mind. It's like these people that go into the stores and start spitting all over the food. Again, 99% of them are probably doing it just to get attention on social media and aren't coronated. But Amy, I was looking at this story the other day of this bus driver. It was on the news maybe yesterday, the day before. And he gets on his phone and he's talking into his camera. I think he's maybe from Ohio. And he's holding the camera down at about his sternum. He's looking down into his phone just so you can get the visual. And he's like, "Hey, I drive a bus. And some guy came in and just started screaming with his mouth open and coughing and spitting." And he goes, "I felt like I was at risk of getting corona if people are just going to come on. They just don't even..." Then he got corona and he died.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Detroit.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Crazy,
huh?
Oh,
that's terrible.
Yeah, you got to shut these folks down that do that, even if they're just doing it for attention. All right, Lunchbox, that's it?
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So I saw a picture of this guy online in one of those bucket things, you know, like if you're a tree trimmer or an electrician or you're working on a power line, how you go up in one of those buckets. Well, there's this guy, Charlie Adams, and he actually is a tree trimmer in Ohio, and he hasn't been able to visit his mom because she's in an assisted living home. Just like I can't visit my dad, you just have to be safe. Like you don't want to infect anybody. So he really wanted to see her, and she lives on the third floor. So he got in his little bucket thingy, his bucket crane, and went up to the third floor so he could get kind of close to her window and say hi to her.
That's awesome. That's a good one.
I know. Yeah, I love it.
That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I have some voicemails here. So you guys can call and leave us voicemails if you want. After the show is over, the number goes right to voicemail. And here is voicemail number one.
I wanted to give Amy a joke for the morning corny, and here's my joke. What do you call a cow that twitches? Beef jerky. Sorry. Anyway, have a good day. Thanks. Love you guys. Thanks. Bye.
There you go, Amy. Thoughts?
Love that.
Here is Caitlin in Northern Virginia.
I'm calling from Northern Virginia, just outside D.C., but I'm actually from Iowa originally. And recently when we were talking about a basketball goal, I had no idea that people called it that. In Iowa, it's a basketball hoop. So anyways, I always think it's fun to see how different regions of the country call things different. I'm still fighting the pop and soda battle daily here. So I'm curious if you guys have other words and phrases that you guys are adamant that the way you say it is correct, but other people in different parts of the country might say it differently. So thanks for the great show that you guys always put on and keeping us all entertained. Have a great day.
You know, I would call the hoop the actual circle, right? I think that's like the rim. I would say that is the hoop section of it from where I grew up. And then the goal is the whole thing. Like you put up the basketball goal. But again, growing up in a really small town in Arkansas, I have really southern things that I say that I didn't know people didn't say until I started to travel around with my job. And so whenever I talk about washing clothes, I remember coming in and going, hey, we'll just go to the grocery store, get some washing powder. Well, and you guys laughed at me like you had never heard that before. To me, I was just saying what I knew, which is also a word for detergent, obviously. But I would say washing powder. You say detergent?
Yeah, detergent. I mean, everybody else says detergent, right?
Yeah. What else do you say?
I say basketball goal. I say Coke for all Cokes. It doesn't, any soda is a Coke. Even if it's Dr. Pepper, it's Coke.
I think because I've moved around a bit, it's now soda to me. It was Coke growing up, but now I think the most regionally accepted is soda. I can go to a place and say pop, or they say pop and I say soda, they're okay with it. They don't love it. But if I say Coke, they hate it. I think soda is the most universally accepted one. Is there anything you say that's wrong, that you feel like is wrong?
No, I feel like I say everything pretty right. I'm trying to think of...
Oh, do you? You're a real wordsmith over there.
Oh, no. My grandma always said pocketbook for purse.
Oh, yeah.
And for me, it's purse, but I know some people say pocketbook for wallet.
It's more
or
of
purse.
An old person thing than it is a regional thing.
Okay, I didn't know. And then I say refrigerator, but some people say icebox.
I guess my stepdad would say icebox a little bit. But again... What about like stuffing or dressing?
I say both.
But if you have to pick one.
Dressing.
Yeah, I say dressing.
Stuffing.
Too. No. Oh my goodness. Okay, here's a voicemail from Ashley in Arkansas.
I actually had a question for Mike D. Mike, I know that you have lost a lot of weight and everything, and I know that that was a long journey for you. I'm kind of going through it myself. I'm down 83 pounds since August. How do you stay motivated? How do you keep pushing yourself? Even when I hit a wall, it seems like I'm ready to throw my hands up and just give up. So what do you do? Like, how do you stay motivated?
All right, Mike D lost over 100 pounds, and he did it by just stop drinking sodas and walking and then working up from there. So you hear her. What do you say to her?
I just try to set a new goal like every month. Like right now I'm doing a bunch of at-home workouts, and I'm just trying to build up like endurance. So I think just keeping it new to where you're trying something new every time, because if you keep trying to do the same thing over and over, you'll revert back and maybe kind of go back to your old ways. So just always keep it fresh.
Ooh, hey.
Yeah.
One more. Here's Cole from Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Hey, Bobby. Morning, studio. I just wanted to ask, we're huge American Idol enthusiasts, and I just wanted to ask if they're maybe going to do the live shows, because we were really looking forward to those. I just want to thank you for always doing such a great show, and you're always such a great role model for all us kids down here in Kentucky that like to listen to you. Thank you.
That's nice. We will have shows, but again, they're going to be from people's homes. Like the performers, and hope I'm not saying too much, I know some has been said already, they're going to be performing from their houses. So I know that our producer, Dan, has been calling all of the internet service providers at all the top 21's contestants' houses going, hey, can you handle if we go live or if we got to feed this in? And so I do expect American Idol to be back and you guys to be watching them and voting for them, but it just won't be everybody in LA with a studio audience. So, and again, thank you for your voicemails. You can call us. All you have to do is call 877-77-BOBBY when the show is over and leave a voicemail. What I want to do coming up in a minute is get Morgan number two on so we can play Elder versus Millennial, where we ask Eddie the old folks questions and Morgan number two the young questions. I see her on camera now, so we'll get her ready to go in the next 5 minutes. We'll talk to Morgan number two. Hey, speaking of Eddie, you've been playing guitar for how long?
Oh, gosh, probably since I was 15 years old.
And so
I'm 41 now, so a long time.
Your 12-year-old has said he wanted to do music, right?
Yeah, he's doing guitar lessons with the School of Rock. Well, you know, not in the last 3 weeks, but that's what he was doing. He's been doing it for about 2 months now.
And so has he taken lessons online?
No, so they've canceled completely, so Dad's got to take over. So when Dad takes over, I'm like, all right, we're going to start learning some songs. None of this chord crap.
What do you mean none of this chord crap? That's how you learn how to play an instrument.
Yeah. But these teachers, they take a long time. Let me teach you how to do this. I'm like, come on, let's get rocking.
So we have a clips here of your son playing?
Yeah. This is his first song. See, Bones, when you learn guitar, I think the one thing that hooks you is when you learn your first song ever.
Okay, what was the first song you ever learned?
Metallica, Nothing Else Matters.
Me too. boom.
No,
boom,
are you serious?
Boom, boom. Yeah, because it was just a G string and the D. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I learned, my second song was Smoke on the Water. Dun, dun, dun. And then my third was probably Oasis, Wonderwall.
Well, it's funny you say Smoke on the Water.
Oh, is that what he's playing?
That's the first song that he learned.
All right, here we go.
Kick it! Yeah, you did it!
Woo! That's awesome, man. Is he pumped up?
I'm so proud of him. Yeah, he's really excited. I mean, I'm pushing him maybe a little more than I should just because I want him to not forget the guitar. He's really, he's a kind of kid that gets into something and then after a few months he kind of forgets about it. So I'm on him every day. You got to learn a little something.
Does he know any other songs?
He knows, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows a little bit of that one, but no, we're still learning.
By the way, that show that Jason Bateman was in is called Valerie.
Yeah.
And then when she left, it went to the Hogan family. In case anyone's still keeping up from way back then. Oh, now Mike D's got a camera too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy crap. We're all fancy now. I can't get a lag delay from Amy and I, but we got 9 cameras on every person here on the show. Anyway, Eddie, that's cool that your son's playing guitar. Let us know when he gets a second song learned.
I will, and I'll record it. I'll send it to you guys.
Is Morgan number 2 on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there she is. Okay, Morgan number 2 is on the phone. Eddie is in the studio. It is time to play Elder versus Millennial. Here we go. Eddie's the oldest on the show at 41 years old.
That's right.
And you will answer questions that people in their 20s would know, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Then we'll switch it up. Eddie, you're first. Here we go. Kristen Stewart turns 30 years old today. What was her character's name in Twilight?
Oh, gosh. I had Twilight already in the queue, but that's not the question. Her name? Aphrodite.
Ooh, Aphrodite. Wow. Incorrect. Morgan number 2. What was Kristen Stewart's name in Twilight?
Bella.
Bella is correct. Nice. 1 point, Morgan number 2. By the way, Eddie, if Morgan hits and wins, she's a champ.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, she's got 9 wins.
Okay.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
This word, used by millennials, means to absolutely kill it in the best way possible, or to be on point, or to dominate.
Okay, see, my mind went straight to, not kill it, you said kill it. It went straight to, now I lost.
I'll read the question again.
Yeah.
This word, used by millennials, means to absolutely kill it in the best way possible, or to be on point, or to dominate.
Okay, I'm going to guess. Yeah. I think it's Slay. She slayed it.
Are you sure?
I mean, that's all I got, Bones. I got nothing else.
The answer is Slay.
Yeah!
Nice.
Woo!
Eddie.
Come on.
The Vow, Dear John, and Step Up are movies starring what actor?
Oh, crap.
The Vow. The Vow. Dear John and Step Up are movies starring what actor?
I don't know why I'm thinking Kristen Dunst, but she's older. Step Up, that's the dancing movie. I'm going to go with Anna Kendrick. It's wrong, isn't it? Dang it.
Actor. Actress, actor, right?
Same thing, right?
Well, Morgan, do you know the answer?
Channing Tatum.
Correct. Channing Tatum. All right. So Morgan's got 2. Eddie's got 1. Are you ready to roll? Morgan, number 2. I'm asking you questions that people should know.
Yeah, I'm ready.
If you're older, like Eddie. All right. Here we go. What car was O.J. Simpson in during the infamous 1994 car chase?
Oh.
What car was O.J. Simpson in during the infamous 1994 car chase?
I don't even think I know any cars from that time period. A Cadillac?
A Cadillac. That is incorrect. Eddie, you can steal it.
Yeah, Bones, that was a white Ford Bronco.
That is correct.
Oh, hey, man.
Morgan, number 2.
All right.
You like movies, right?
I do.
Yeah. Who said, You can't handle the truth. It's a quote from what movie? You want the truth? You can't handle the truth.
I don't know that movie.
Shawshank Redemption, is that your answer or you're cutting out? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That is incorrect. Eddie?
No, that's so wrong, Bones. It's A Few Good Men.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
What's the score, Mike?
Eddie has 3, Morgan 2 has 2.
Okay, Eddie, you can win this right here. What's the name of Napoleon's llama in Napoleon Dynamite? Morgan, this is for you. Have you ever seen Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah, I have. Oh, man.
What's the name of Napoleon's llama in Napoleon Dynamite?
He calls it stupid, and I think it's Sharon.
Sharon. Incorrect. Eddie?
I'm not entirely positive, but I'm going to go with Sally.
No, it's Tina. But does Eddie win?
Tina.
Eddie wins. Eddie, you win anyway. Nice job, buddy.
Yeah!
You're still in
that
it.
That was a tough one.
It'd be 9-8 next week as they play to 10. Woo. All right. Good job, you two. That's always a fun game, huh?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Coming up, we're going to play Name That Instrument, round 2. Gathered some more instruments from around the house, and I'll play it, and you name what instrument I'm playing. So we'll do that. I do think now's a good time to go over to Eddie for his Spanish word of the day. He's his kid's Spanish teacher, and now he's also ours. Eddie?
All right, everybody, listen up. The word of the day is ahora. Now, Bones, do you know what ahora means?
Ahora. Let me think.
Come on.
Heart.
That's incorrect. Amy?
I mean, it sounds like the aorta artery, but aorta, is it like, no, that's hasta la vista. Come here.
No, not really. Okay, the word is ahora, and it means now.
Okay.
Now. So let me use that in a sentence. It's 1:15, I'm all alone, and I need you ahora.
Nice.
And you can use that whenever. Like, you want to call your girl up and be like, I want you here ahora.
Nah, it sounds like a heart to me, aorta. It sounds like that's what I keep hearing.
I know. Yeah.
It's not.
Okay, Eddie, thank you very much. There you go, Eddie.
Yes,
Spanish
sir.
Word of the day. I was reading a story about Alanis Morissette. By the way, if you're not familiar with her music, here is a clip of Alanis Morissette. This is ironic. It's like rain. She unschools her kids, which apparently means she lets them decide how they're going to engage and explore the world around them. So they get to pick. Amy, why are you pointing at me?
We talked about unschooling a couple of weeks ago. I told you all about it, and I can't believe she does that. That's crazy. I mean, it's not crazy in a bad way, but good for her. I mean, her kids basically have free rein on what they learn.
If I were a kid and had free rein on what I learned, no, I'm different. I learned so much. I kind of did have free rein on what I learned. What about if your kids could pick what they wanted to learn, Amy?
No, right now we have to focus on learning the basics, like reading.
But what would they do if they wanted to?
They both want to be, well, Sashira wants to be an actress and a doctor. So
she watches ER Stevenson, all day. You get both.
Yeah. I told her, I said, well, you could play a doctor in some sort of acting capacity, whether that's on stage or on TV or something. And then Stevenson wants to be a policeman, so I guess he could study the law.
And what do you remember about this unschooling?
Really, they get to focus, they could say what they want to focus on, and then they go to museums and just learn life that way, get it out in their community, they can volunteer, they can. But if they focus on if music is what they want to do, then they can focus on a lot of music type things. And their curriculum is, the world is their oyster, basically.
There are no set hours. Quote, if my son is going to bed on tour and he asks me 3 really huge existential questions, there's no, we'll talk about it in the morning. That's the moment. Unschooling is 24/7. But don't you feel like only rich people can do this? Only rich people or people that live like way out in the wilderness? Because otherwise, you need to go to school and get your curriculum and you need to get your diplomas, and you need to, you're not going to get a diploma for unschool and the unschooling class of 2021. Like, that's not going to happen, right?
Yeah, I don't really have that luxury with what we're trying to teach our kids. And also, if it's bedtime, we will talk about it tomorrow.
By the way, this is not for quarantine. Alanis has been doing this with her kids forever. But again, I think you have a lot more options if you grow up rich. You can unschool all you want because you know you're taken care of anyway. Or am I just a bit jaded because of that?
No, I think that it's either, right, it's a wealthy thing or it's a rural way out there thing.
Or a hippie thing.
Have the luxury.
Hey, we can't forget the hippies.
Or a hippie thing.
Yeah, let's not forget the hippies.
You may not have a ton of money, but you do have some sort of luxury of just kind of being out on your own in the wilderness.
Amy, what happened with you in Bass Pro Shop?
Oh, well, you know, the other day I was telling you how my husband's working outside a lot more in the yard because he's home more. And his skin cancer stuff has been really bothering me with him being in the sun. So I'm like, you need a big old hat to wear when you're working in the yard. So I asked listeners to send me recommendations. And so many listeners sent me Bass Pro Shop's Redhead Mesh Outback Hat for Men. So I ordered one. I got a size large in the True Timber Green, and it's in the mail. I think it arrives on Monday. So he has a new yard hat, and it's mesh, so it keeps him cool, you know, but then also protects his face.
Mm. And by the way,
so we'll see.
You can also order camping gear now and camp in your backyard if you're looking for something to do during quarantine. And that was a free commercial for our sponsors. Raymundo hit it again. Thank you very much. There we go.
That was an extra commercial for still being our sponsor.
We're nailing these, baby. But that's, you really did that, huh?
No, I really did. Yeah. And I ordered it. A lot of people sent me a ton of different hats, but this Bass Pro Shop one I got from multiple people. And plus, it just looked cool. And it was kind of a, you know, True Timber green camo looking thing. And my husband wears cut off camos to do the yard. So I was like, well, at least he'll color coordinate.
I would like to do the more you know right now, to where I want to encourage people out there not to start any big DIY projects during quarantine, because a lot of people are getting hurt and hospitals are more full than ever. Responders have got real things to respond to, not you with a chainsaw injury because you tried to build a birdhouse for your cousin, you know? And so the more you know is you just need to chill out with these projects right now, because you will and probably will get hurt. And some guys just aren't as handy as they think they are. Now, I think I'm handier than I give myself credit for, actually. How do you feel about that statement?
I would agree. I think you're handier than you've led us on to believe.
When I did Bear Grylls, even Bear was surprised that I knew how to clean an animal. I don't want to clean an animal. I can. I did the whole first 18 years of my life. I don't want it. So I play dumb. I'm like Amy's husband when it comes to laundry. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to fold that crap. But he served in the Air Force and flew planes. But he's like, what do you do? Do you crumple it and then sing into it? How does this work?
It's like t-shirts that he doesn't know how to fold, but yeah.
Doctors say to avoid starting any task that could lead to traumatic injury because it could divert hospital staff and resources away from the current coronavirus crisis at hand. Records show there's already been a spike in the number of power tool-related injuries since the lockdown was introduced, because guys are bored, they want to build stuff, they've got these tools, they haven't been able to use that much, and so they go out and they get hurt. So here's the more you know. You're going to hurt yourself. You're not as handy as you are. Thank you very much. Thank you. Clap your hands. Thank you. All right, time for the investigative corny, where Amy will give us her joke. We just have to figure it out. Boys, you ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Okay. Same morning corny, just with us trying to investigate it. We nailed it last week. Here we go.
The morning corny.
How does the Easter Bunny travel?
How does the Easter Bunny travel? Hop. The timer starts now. Go. Time hop.
Hop solo.
Time hop.
No,
I mean,
travel.
That's the first thing, right?
But that's not it. That's traveling in time. He travels in a carriage, an egg carriage, excellently. He travels.
Oh, egg. Excellent.
He travels in a bunny ranch, to the bunny ranch. Right.
No bones, that's dirty.
What?
Oh, that's dirty.
Hippity hop. Hip hop, hippity to the beat, don't stop, you don't stop rocking. That?
Bunny. Years.
How does the Easter Bunny travel? car, truck, train. Think of ways and think of the puns that can come back over to them.
Truck.
A truck. A cluck. A flies. Airplane.
What about bones, like a carrot? Like
a carrot?
It's got to be an egg. It's got to be an egg play. Hop. We got 30 seconds, guys.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Okay, keep going.
How does an Easter bunny
travel? I'll just say
travel?
Somebody has sent something that will get you there, but y'all moved right off of it.
Basket.
I mean, is it a horse carrot? No, that's stupid.
We have 10 seconds. Floating. Hop into the field. Hip hop. Hippity hoppity bee, don't stop. We don't stop. Rock it to the bee's top.
Oh my gosh.
Three.
Once y'all hear it.
One. Time. That's it. Time. Okay, ask it again, Amy. Crap.
Bobby, you said it.
The Morning Corny.
How does the Easter Bunny travel?
How does the Easter Bunny travel?
By hairplane.
Hairplane. I knew it was a pun on one of the travel ways. I couldn't get my team to go along with me.
I know.
Oh,
you said airplane and
got
nobody
it.
Reacted. And no. I thought if you said airplane, eventually someone might say hairplane.
I'm sorry. That was too smart for me.
Yeah, I didn't know it was called a hair.
All right. There we have it. That's the investigative corny. We are losers today. Mm. Dirk Bentley living here on the Bobby Bones Show. I saw where Prince's house is for sale in Southern California. The Southern California mansion that Prince once famously painted purple has gone on the market. It was once owned by Elizabeth Taylor. Prince got it from Carlos Boozer. It's listed at $29.9 million. It's not his Minnesota house. It's like his second house. His second house worth $30 million. How crazy is that?
Dang.
I did a little looking. Here are the top five most expensive celebrity houses. At number five, Oprah Winfrey. She has an $88 million place. It's often referred to as the Promised Land. 42 acres. Boy, that's a lot of land. There are equestrian facilities, riding rings, paddocks, covered stalls, a horse trainer's house where the horse trainer lives. Here's the thing. If you got a house and somebody lives in your house and just works for you, that's when you know you got a lot of money. Just lives there. At number four, George Lucas. His place is estimated at $100 million. He bought a 4,700-acre Skywalker Ranch in 1974. Also spent $100 million renovating it. They bought a bunch of land. Some of these other ones aren't as much land, which you're going to hear. George Clooney has a $100 million place on the
what?
Banks. Yeah. What? Why you say it like that?
I don't know. I guess I don't picture George Clooney owning something for $100 million, but I guess so.
Hey, Mike, look up George Clooney's worth because he's in a lot of stuff other than just movies. But it was constructed during the 18th century, so, you know, the 1700s. On the banks of Lake Como, full gym, huge spa-like bathrooms, and a pizza room. And number two is Bill Gates, $125 million. Listen to this. At Bill Gates' house, 7 bedrooms, 24 bathrooms. Do you have to stop every 5 minutes and pee? What's happening here? How do you have 7 bedrooms? You would think it would be like 15 bedrooms, 24 bathrooms, right? Doesn't that seem a little off?
Yeah. Man, maybe during this quarantine he could take us on a virtual tour because I need to understand that.
Well, the house spans over 66,000 square feet. He has 6 kitchens. That's wild. All of this is wild, by the way. But 6 kitchens? He has a 2,100 square foot library with a domed roof, men's and women's locker rooms for his gym, a trampoline room, and a man-made stream stocked with trout, salmon, and a theater. Man, that's awesome. And then number one, the most expensive house, Jeff Bezos, $165 million. Earlier this year, he bought the most expensive property in Los Angeles from David Geffen. The 26-room mansion features a 75-foot swimming pool, a 5-bedroom guest house, tennis court, a 12,000-bottle wine cellar. And get this, Amy, just for context, $165 million, that's the house that Jeff Bezos just bought. It's 1/8% of his worth, which is $131.9 billion. So if you make $60,000 a year, that's like spending $75 on a house.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't. I think you took that wrong.
No, I mean, I took it right. I meant like, okay, for them, I'm thinking, wow, that's crazy. Who would spend that on a house? But for them, it's like they just went and bought a few pizzas.
Amy's like, yeah, okay. Hey, we're good. Chill.
She's like, it sounds like a good deal.
She's like, yeah, yeah.
No, for them. Not for me.
I'm
going to
Zillow like that later, too.
Now that I have perspective, but at first my mind was blown. And then for George Clooney, I was thinking about him, too, and he has his Casamigos tequila, and that's got to be doing real good now.
Let's go over to Mike D, who did a little research. What's George Clooney's net worth?
$500 million.
Boom.
Wow.
Or as I would say on the streets, half a bill.
Yeah.
Yun.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
The Canadian Prime Minister used the word moistly and instantly regretted it while he was giving a speech. Here it is.
Because it prevents you from breathing or speaking moistly on them. Oh, what a terrible image.
Do you have any words that you cannot stand? Because I have a list.
No, I'm okay with words, but I know a lot of people don't like moist. I love moist because it reminds me of cake. I like all words that remind me of cake.
I'm not a fan of moist. I don't like panties.
But why don't you like moist? Which is common, by the way. Why don't you like moist? There's moisture outside. Does moisture bother you?
Moisture outside doesn't bother me, but
moisturizer?
No, moisturizer's fine. I think there's other adjectives.
But the word moist is in moisturizer and moist.
Well, I know, but I can handle moist in a word, but not moist or moistly. I don't like phlegm or mucus. Those are just...
I guess the only word I don't like is cigarette, because I hate cigarettes so much. Even the word makes me go, blech.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't like the word. So I didn't think I had any, but I don't like that one. What is yours? Run me down your top three words you hate.
Moist.
Mm-hmm.
Panties. For sure, especially if you say it.
Hold on. Why can't I say panties?
Oh, I was just saying a guy. I mean, say panties right now in a sentence.
Well, no, because if I say panties, you're going to be all freak out.
You just said it, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah. No, you weren't like that. You were like, this is another word. I know it. Go ahead.
And I guess I'll go with phlegm. I don't like the word phlegm.
Yeah. Okay.
At all.
What else you got?
Well, I want to shout out to this 16-year-old pilot that is flying medical supplies to rural hospitals. He doesn't even have a driver's license yet, but he has his pilot's license and can fly. So his dad turned their flying lessons into humanitarian missions,
oh, wow.
Which is super cool because this could be the start of a lifelong journey of giving back for him. I think is super cool and awesome.
What if you got on a plane like, okay, welcome to Southwest. Here's your pilot, Kenneth, and Kenneth is 17. Hi, guys.
So they started something called Operation SOS, and that stands for Supplies Over the Skies.
Cool. Good for them. Good for that dad. I assume the dad's really doing it being the pilot, right? And the 16-year-old's a co-pilot. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so a restaurant chain in Florida called Dats has been selling off their collection of rare alcohol to keep paying their employees, which is awesome that they have a way to make some money like this. Their most expensive bottle was a 25-year-old bourbon that they were trying to sell for $20,000, and instead, an anonymous customer doubled it and gave them $40,000. And here's a clip of the owners talking about how huge it was.
I was so moved by that incredible generosity that I literally had to leave. I was just moved and crying. As much as we loved that bourbon and it was hard to part with it, it wasn't hard to part with it when we got to keep our staff.
I thought you were going to say it went for like $500. I was going to be like, oh man, but wow, someone doubled it.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
And then do you even drink that or do you just have it to look at?
I have no idea.
If you pay that much for alcohol, is it so you can brag about the expensive alcohol you bought, or is it so you can actually drink it and enjoy it?
I think every once in a while, I mean, if you have that kind of money, you probably on special occasions pour a glass and sip on it.
Ooh, I would be I'd be staring at the cup the whole time. I wouldn't be able to focus because I'd be like, oh boy, I would be measuring drinks per dollar every time. Every sip, I would have in my head how much every sip was costing me. Yeah. Well, good for
them. That's how I felt when the CEO of our company has his tequila, and it's a sipping tequila, and he gave the whole show a bottle with our name on it or something at some point. And you're supposed to sip it, but it was the nicest bottle of tequila I'd ever had. And any time we poured it, that's how I would do every sip I took. I was like, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Every time you swallow, boop, cha-ching. Okay, is that it, Amy?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Since I'm doing the show from my house, I thought I'd bring up all the instruments that I own. I got some over here. Got some over here. Okay, I got them all around me. So I'll play you a random instrument. Just name the instrument for all the parents listening. This doubles as a music lesson you can teach your kids. Just sit them down, play the segment. All right, Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, you guys ready to go?
Ready.
Ready.
All right, just write your answer down as I play the first instrument. Here we go, instrument number one. All right. What do you have written down
there?
Remember
the win.
Amy?
Violin.
Lunchbox?
I put a violin.
Eddie?
Bones, you know me. I love that classical music. That's a violin.
You're all three correct. There you go. Nice job.
Yes.
All right, let me put that one down. Let me grab this one here. Okay. And here's the second instrument.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, what the heck is that called?
I'm in.
I'll guess
I have
that.
Two things in my head.
Yeah, I'm in for the win. I got two things too, but I don't know which one's right.
All right, Lunchbox, you first.
I had recorder, but I changed it to flute.
Eddie?
That's a flute, Bones, like from Karate Kid.
Amy?
Flute.
That's a flute. You're all right. Moving on to the next round.
Woo! Yes!
Nice. All right, let me put that one down. All
right, I'm out of instruments.
This one here. All right. All right, here is the next one.
Wait. Play that again.
Hold on. Here we go.
Oh.
Dang it.
All right, I'll guess this one. I'm in.
Lunchbox?
I put tuba.
Eddie?
That's a tuba, Bones.
Amy?
Tuba.
That's right. You're also going to the next round. Nice work.
Yes!
All right. Name this instrument. All right. You want it one more time?
I'm in for the win.
Here we go.
In.
In.
All right. Lunchbox?
Oh, that's a triangle.
Eddie?
Triangle. Dinner's ready.
Amy?
Oh, shoot. I put the cowbell.
No, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Amy, you've been eliminated. It is not the
cowbell.
Oh,
hey. No! All right. Lunchbox and Eddie remain. Can you name this instrument I'm playing?
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Hurt my lips a little bit. All right. Lunchbox?
Shout out to my brother for being a nerd in the seventh grade and playing the trombone.
Eddie?
That sounds like a trombone to me.
You're both correct. You're going to the next round. Wow.
Yeah!
Name that instrument. Okay, can you name...
Are there more instruments?
Can you name this instrument? You want to hear it again?
I'm in.
Yeah, I hit it again.
All right, here we go.
I'm in for the win.
All right. Lunchbox.
Shout out Mississippi State. Cowbell.
Eddie.
Bones, I got a fever.
Oh.
And the remedy is cowbell.
It's more cowbell. It is cowbell. Nice.
Yeah! Guys, let's go!
We're the seventh instrument here. Here we go. Name the next one. What instrument did I play?
I'm in.
I am in for the win.
All right, Lunchbox?
Oh, that's near and dear to my harp.
Harp. No, that's not right. Eddie, for the win. Can you
that
take it home?
That is not a harp. That's that right there, my friend, is a mandolin.
It is a mandolin. Nice job, Eddie, once again. Wow. I just feel like that Spanish song is our game music because it gets played so much when we play games.
What are you saying? Like, I always win?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Dang. We have two more. Let's, Eddie, see if you can name these. Ready? Here is...
Come on.
The next one. I don't think you get that one.
Uh-oh. What do you mean?
Go ahead.
Shout out Lisa Simpson, saxophone.
No, it's a bassoon.
Oh, damn.
We'll do one more.
Another bassoon.
So, okay, Mike, can you bag me up with some percussion here?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, here we go. Eddie?
Spoons?
Yeah, spoons. Nice.
Okay,
good. There you go. There's that big one. Nice. Player. There he is, Eddie. Nice job, bud.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Man, Bill became the oldest guy at 104 years old to beat coronavirus. Well, he was only 103 when he beat coronavirus. And then a couple days later, he got to have his 104th birthday party. So they wheeled him out on the patio. Friends and family gathered on the lawn at the retirement center. And they cheered and held up signs and said, "Happy birthday, Bill!"
Nice. That's crazy. He beat corona that old. That's awesome.
Yeah, he went through he went through World War II. He survived the Spanish flu and the Great Depression.
Wow. Good for him. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I was reading a story about Dennis Quaid, the actor. He says, hey, if you think you found the one, you'll know for sure after quarantining together. He's talking about how just the quarantining process is the best premarital counseling you could ever have because you're with each other all the time. You're seeing ticks. You're seeing irritants. You're seeing how they react. Good days, bad days. And mostly uncomfortable days because life isn't normal. Because he's 66 now. His fiancée's 26. They postponed... Oh, yeah, that's always the thing, too, right?
Figuring out a lot.
They postponed their wedding back in March. He was supposed to tie the knot with her this week in Hawaii. But obviously, with coronavirus and the travel, they're not having their wedding. But they've been together at home quarantining, which says it brings them closer together, although he admits it's a little disappointing. He said, hey, on the bright side, if they get through this together, they'll know they're meant to be. And... if not, then it was a blessing and they won't be together. You know? I have been experiencing this with my girlfriend. We were not engaged to get married or anything, but we were just at the right time in our relationship to go, well, we might as well just be together instead of separate. I mean, I think a month earlier we wouldn't have been. And so
I know. I'm so thankful for the timing.
Yeah, so she's been here over 4 weeks now, every single day. And I feel like we've learned more about each other in these 4 weeks then we could have been 6 months dating normally, especially dating long distance like we were doing where we were going back and forth every week and a half or so, you know? So
yep.
A bit, I'm grateful for that. And I think I've learned a lot of things. And also I think, you know, us being together too, Amy, you've learned a lot of things about her as well because she's just been here.
Yeah, and I really liked it. And like I said, I'm thankful for the timing for you because she's, I think she's great for you and I'm glad that y'all have each other. I know that the only time when I say that selfishly towards you, I think of how hard it is for her to be away from her life and friends and family and to be in this new place. Cause it's not like you picked up and went there to be with her. I mean, she's here in this world, but I know you've done a good job of making that as easy for her as possible. So yeah,
I'm glad
y'all have each other.
I think she would have been back in Oklahoma. I think she would have just, because she's been in California for about a year where she finished school again. Yeah, but yeah, you're right.
But isn't her brother in LA?
I don't know where he is right now.
Okay.
But she still doesn't have a closet. She has like 6 shirts. That's it. Well, she has what she packed when she was coming here for 5 days. And that's what she still has. She had some face wash delivered from Sephora yesterday. And that's the only thing she's had sent here. She's very low maintenance and low key. She doesn't, but, you know, I think she's looking forward to occasionally putting on pants and having a dinner, you know?
Yeah.
But I've learned she can cook. She's learned that I'm not polar. I don't go angry to sad. I mean, I just am the same. I think it's a bit annoying to her at times. because I don't experience the range of emotions that normal people do. I'm usually just cool. Just like, oh, okay, well, that's not good. We'll figure it out. Or, oh, wow, that is great. Yeah, let's keep going and see what happens. It's just always in that same little spot for the most part. And I think that's been crazy for her to see that when things are going terrible, like just if like when the world's news is terrible, bad, then I'm like, hey, we're going to be fine. Or when they're going awesome, I'm like, hey, we're going to be fine. Like I'm just right down the middle all the time. I think that's probably what she's learned about me the most.
Yeah, you should plan a date night.
We go on dates every night.
With her. What do you mean?
Where are we going to go? Are we going to voyage up to the bathroom in the guest room? All right, I got us a fancy spot reserved.
I don't know. You're creative. You're romantic. Use your imagination. Like, figure out a way where, yeah, maybe y'all go to a different room that you don't really hang out with in that
We do
much,
that for video
and
games.
You set the table. You order in food from somewhere. And she doesn't have to cook. And you put it out.
Well,
and
she
take
doesn't
care
cook.
Of it
I get food sometimes. I do all that, just not at the same time. I'm trying to listen.
Okay.
We're good.
All right. Never mind. Don't.
No, every time. Amy's the least romantic person on the show, and she's giving me romance advice.
I'm not. I just said maybe you should plan a date night with her.
We do stuff. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Dang.
All right. Fine.
Well, I'm glad she's been here, too, so you guys get to know her, because Eddie's got to know her, too.
Yeah, it's been good to know her. And, I mean, we text sometimes, too, about just random stuff.
What?
You didn't know that?
Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
You didn't know that?
No. We did.
Bobby, we all text with her.
We did the game of who, if I died, who, which of my friends she would marry. Because we played every game, by the way.
Yeah. You haven't told us who.
I don't think she would care. Do you want to know who she picked? Because she got to pick my friend. Who do you think she picked? It has to be like somebody in my circle that I talk to that I'll see once every couple weeks at least. I'll tell you who I picked. After you go, I'll tell you who I thought she would pick. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm thinking that she picked either Ahmad or Eddie.
Well, I thought she would pick Brett Eldridge because...
Oh, yeah.
That's where your mind went.
Sorry, I didn't even think of him, but that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought she picked Brett because I'm pretty close to Brett.
Yeah.
She did not pick Brett. And then I thought she'd pick Ahmad. She didn't pick Ahmad. Eddie, who do you think she picked?
I think she probably out of your friends, she picked, maybe Brandon Ray.
See, then I picked Brandon Ray and she didn't pick any of them. She picked Eddie.
Wow. Hey, Buzz, did that make you mad?
No, but I was like,
why? Did she say why?
Cause he's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what she likes. She likes funny.
Dude, that's a risky game, man.
Not if you're secure.
Wait, so.
Well, you know, one time we were playing a game of that with my wife, and I mentioned Brooklyn Decker and something, and she got so mad.
But I think that was like your fantasy hookup, but we know Brooklyn. That's not fantasy.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
A little different.
It wasn't dying and she's gone. It was like, yeah. What were we going to say, Amy?
Nothing. You told us who. It was Brett Eldridge and Brandon Ray.
Oh, and my friend Ahmad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Well, you do have a good quality list of friends there.
Yeah, I think everybody thinks they're good friends. And I was going to pick from her friends, but mm-hmm. I'm too smart to play that game, so I didn't. In the I'm kind of a dumb category, I had these wipes sent to me from a friend for a birthday present. And so, you know, they're to clean stuff off, kill germs. And so I've been cleaning my hands with them. I didn't recognize the brand on it. And she goes, hey, how are those wipes working out? I said, pretty good. She goes, oh, whatever you do, don't clean your hands with them. Because those are like super hardcore for doctors to clean surfaces with, and they will burn your hands. Well, I've been noticing my fingers.
Oh my gosh.
My fingers have been burning. I didn't know why. I couldn't place it, but it's those wipes. So what happened with wipes at your house?
Oh, we keep a basket of things for my dad. Here has all of his stuff. Back when he used to be able to come hang out with us. And it's still underneath the sink in our guest bath. And I guess inside the basket, there's all kinds of goodies. And one of those packages includes Preparation H wipes. I guess they make a flushable wipe that's medicated. I don't know, but Stevenson got into it and he thought they were wipes and he took them up to his bathroom and he thought he was just going to be super clean because I got on him the other day for not being clean. And he came downstairs and his face, he just looked super uncomfortable. And I asked him, what's up, buddy? What is wrong? He said, I don't know, Mom. I don't know. But my butt burns. And I said, well, what did you do differently? And he said, I used wipes. And I said, well, bring me the wipes. I need to see them. And he brought them down. And they're in a little travel pack container. And sure enough, flushable preparation wipes, maximum strength.
But he did it on his face, too?
No, he just did it on his...
Oh, I thought you said he did it on his face, too. Oh, well, that's not so bad.
No.
It's probably good. I'd use it on my face. I'd be like, all right, no, let me get a little over here. I'd walk out, my face would be tight like a facelift. I'd be like, all right, what's happening here? What?
For his little booty, he couldn't handle that. No. But it did make me think back to when, speaking of putting it on your face, Oprah, a long, long time ago, years ago, said to start putting Preparation H under your eyes if you wanted to get rid of the bags under your eyes. And I have no idea if that really worked, but I used to put it on my eyes all the time, and I was always so embarrassed when I would go to the grocery store to buy it, and I would make sure the clerk knew that it was for my under eyes.
You just slide it in there. That's for my eyes, you know. I got some.
Yeah, you know.
It's Visine, glasses cleaner, purple, all for my eyes, by the way, in case you're wondering.
Yeah. Oprah said to do it. It's fine.
Morgan number two is standing by to kind of catch us up on what happened on today's show. Morgan number two, what's happening over there?
Eddie's son learned his first song on guitar.
And we played it back. You can hear it. Eddie's son, who's 12 years old, played a little mini concert for us, sort of. All right, what else?
There's something people are attempting in quarantine that's causing an increase in injuries.
Okay, and finally?
And we played two games, Elder versus Millennial and Name That Instrument.
Name That Instrument's always a favorite. I'm in my house, so I grab a bunch of instruments and I just play into the microphone and see if you can name what instrument I'm playing. All right, you can hear that on the podcast. Search Bobby Bones Show On Demand wherever you're listening to your podcast. All right, Morgan, thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye. Amy, what's going on today?
Bobby, I don't even know why you ask.
I hear you.
We don't have school today, though, because at school, today was scheduled on the calendar as Grandparents' Day.
Nice.
So there wasn't, and now obviously that's not happening, so they just kept it as a non-school day. And then tomorrow there's no school because it's Good Friday. And, you know, like I said, normally in the before coronavirus, I would have been like, oh, great, no school. What are we going to do? And now I'm like, hallelujah, no school. Just turn on the TV. I'm going to go to work. What about you?
I'm going to talk to Jaron from Cadillac 3 for a BobbyCast. Just a couple conference calls and some. I mean, everything's a conference call now. There are no real life meetings. So I just flip over my computer and bounce from room to room. A little head goes in a box, and I'm like, hey, what's up? Do a little meeting, go to the next one. It's kind of all day. So, same crap. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a good rest of the day, and we will see you on the next Bobby Bones Show. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones. You can find us on Facebook, too, at Bobby Bones Show.